man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Hawkeye Recap with Brian Hurley, part of the Hawk Fanatic Network. On this podcast, we will relive past Iowa football and basketball games and players from the past 100 plus years. To find more games and players, visit HawkeyeRecap.com.
In this podcast, I highlight a few player profiles. Started to add a few women's basketball players, so I'll have a link to all the ones I've got currently. Still very early stages, but if anyone has a real passion around helping do some research on that, please reach out. First up is Joe Laws. He attended Colfax High School in Colfax, Iowa. I don't have much on his high school information or accomplishments. If you know more about that, please reach out. In college, he was named the team MVP after the 1932 football season. He was named first team All-Big Ten and was the leading scorer in 1933. He earned second team All-American as a quarterback and was named the most valuable player of the Big Ten Conference in 1933. He also played baseball and was the leading hitter on the 1933 baseball team. He signed with the Green Bay Packers in 1934. There was no NFL draft back then. He played 12 years with the Packers. He started 58 games, rushed 470 times for 1,932 yards and 9 touchdowns, averaging 4.1 yards per carry. He accounted for 2,973 rushing and receiving yards. He also intercepted 18 passes from 1940 to 1945, and unofficially another 21 in his first 6 seasons before interceptions were recorded as an official statistic. He was on 3 championship teams and was selected to the Pro Bowl in 1939. He set an NFL postseason record in 1944 by intercepting 3 passes in the Packers' 14-7 victory over the Giants in the league title game. He was inducted into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame in 1972 and the Iowa Athletics Hall of Fame in 1991. He was born June 16, 1911, and died August 22, 1979, at the age of 68. So he played the one season in 1931 with Bert Ingerson, and then 1932 and 1933 with Ossie Solem. All 3 he lettered in. I don't have his baseball year added there. I don't know if I have gone back to those yet. I've also got a couple links here. There's a Wikipedia link. There's also a link to his pro stats and then his page on the UI Athletics Hall of Fame. There's also a page from the Packers Hall of Fame about him. His nickname was Tiger, so Joe Tiger Laws. And also an obituary. Jolette Law attended Wilson High School near Florence, South Carolina. She was a 3-time Kodak All-American, 4-time Athlete of the Year, and had the only jersey retired at her school, both boys and girls. She was a Kodak District 5 All-American in 1990, along with being a first-team All-Big Ten selection in 1989 and 1990 for the Hawks. She was part of 4 Big Ten regular season champions and 4 NCAA tournament teams, including 2 that went to the regional finals. She scored 1,137 career points. She was named to the team representing the U.S. at the 1988 William Jones Cup competition in Taipei, Taiwan, where they won the silver medal. She was a Harlem Globetrotter from 1991 to 1994 and was the only female team member, completing 3 worldwide tours with the team. As an ambassador of goodwill with the Globetrotters, she coordinated several basketball seminars and clinics in addition to her on-court performances. Her picture appeared on Wheaties cereal boxes with her Globetrotter teammates. She went on to be an assistant coach on C. Vivian Stringer's staff at Rutgers from 1995 to 2007, including the last four seasons as an associate head coach. She was head coach at Illinois from 2007 to 2012, an assistant at Tennessee from 2012 to 2017, and an assistant at South Carolina from 2017 to present. She was inducted into the 2023 UI Athletics Hall of Fame. Her hometown of Florence, South Carolina, celebrated Gillette Law Day on December 22, 1990, and she was presented the key to the city. She was inducted into the Wilson High School Hall of Fame and the Florence, South Carolina Hall of Fame. She earned first-team All-Conference in 1989 and 90 and was honorable mention in 1988. She was first-team All-American in 1990, and she played under Vivian Stringer from 1986 through 1990 and lettered all 4 years. There's a link to her Wikipedia page and a link to an article about her being inducted into the UI Hall of Fame, and then her profile page when she was Illinois head coach. A couple of quotes from Gillette. My sophomore year, C. Vivian Stringer turned the program over to me. She gave me the keys. She said, okay, you've got the keys. You've learned. You've stayed patient. Now it's your time to lead this team. I went from an unknown to a known in 1 year. All of the lessons she taught me made me what I am today. And there's a link to that article. Another quote. So many of my memories there, it was about how I grew as a person. They always say Iowa is a place to grow, and I can say I grew up quickly. I was exposed to a lot. Coach Stringer was a coach who really challenged me. She had high academic standards, which really prepared me for what I was going to embark on in life. Those long nights, staying up, studying, being prepared. At Iowa, you had to be on top of your game. Also links to the same article. Kara Consuegra was a guard for the women's basketball team. She attended Linganore High School near College Park, Maryland. She averaged 24.9 points as a senior, 24.4 points as a junior, and 22.2 points as a sophomore. She held the school's career records for points, 21.92, assists, 476, and steals at 5.11, and also rebounds, 960. She was named to multiple honorable mention All-American teams after leading her team to back-to-back perfect seasons and state championships as they finished 25-0 in 1995-96 and 28-0 in 1996-97, which is the longest ever winning streak in the state of Maryland. They also won the conference championship in 95, 96, and 97. She was named to the All-State team as a sophomore, junior, and senior, and named Maryland Player of the Year her final three seasons by the Frederick News Post, and was named as the Big School Player of the Year in 1996 and 1997. She also participated on the track and field team and led that squad to the 94 and 96 Maryland State Championships. At Iowa, she was honorable mention Kodak and Associated Press All-American honors her senior season. She was the most outstanding player of the 2001 Big Ten Tournament, helping the Hawkeyes secure an upset over top-seeded Purdue in the championship, and was an all-conference first-team honoree. She was an NCAA Postgraduate Scholarship Award recipient and garnered three All-Big Ten academic accolades. She was a longtime career assist record holder, 576. She was one of only 13 players in Big Ten history to net 1,000 career points and hand out 500 career assists. She finished with 1,147 career points. Professionally, she was drafted in the fourth round of the WNBA draft in 2001 and spent one season playing for the Utah Stars. And she has been the head coach at Charlotte University since 2011. She was born March 4th, 1979 and is 45 years old. She played her first 3 years under Angie Lee in the 1997 to 98 season, then again in 98-99 and 99-2000, and then played one season for Lisa Bluter in 2000-2001. There's a link to her Wikipedia page, also an older link to her page on HawkeyeSports.com. There's also a link to her NCAA stats and her pro stats, and then the Charlotte head coach profile page.
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
Hi, this is AJ Perez, managing partner at Deere Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deere, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
Cody Ince was an O-lineman for the Hawkeye football team. He was a three-star athlete signed with Hawks in 2018. He attended Unity High School and lived near Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. He was a four-year football letterman as offensive and defensive lineman and a four-year letterman in baseball and a three-year letterman in basketball. He earned first-team All-State honors on offense and honorable mention recognition on defense as a senior and was named first-team All-Conference on both offense and defense as a junior and senior. He recorded 65 solo tackles and 36 assists as a senior with 21 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 1 recovered fumble. He had 40 solo stops and 72 assists as a junior with 19 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks, and 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. He was named the team captain as a junior and senior. He appeared in 29 games total and earned Dean's List honors in the spring of 2021 at Iowa. He played in 10 games, including 4 starts during the 2021 season. He retired from football after the 2021 season with 1 year of eligibility left. He passed away unexpectedly in his sleep in 2023. He was born December 18, 1999, and then died on July 15, 2023 at the age of only 23. So his 2018-2019 season, he didn't letter, but he lettered in the 2019, 2020, and 2021 seasons. There's a link to his Hawkeye Sports profile, and then a link to an article about his death, and then a spotlight on him in 2020, prior to the season. There's also one video I posted that looks like his highlight video from when he was in high school. Mark Sindlinger attended Charles City High School and lived near Charles City, Iowa. He played defensive tackle, offensive tackle, and fullback, and was a 3-year starter in high school. He was a first-team All-State selection in 1982 while excelling in wrestling and track and field. He won his first of 3 state heavyweight titles as a sophomore while compiling a 21-1 record. He followed that up with an 18-1 record as a junior while going undefeated as a senior with a 25-0 record. In 1982, as a junior, he also won the Junior National Freestyle Championship. In 1983, he was a Junior National Greco Champion. He was also named to the first-team All-State squad as a defensive tackle, while also qualifying for state track in the discus. He was a 4-year letter winner at Iowa, starting 3 seasons at center and playing in 4 bowl games, including the 1986 Rose Bowl, while winning a Big Ten title. He redshirted in wrestling and was able to wrestle 1 full season for Iowa and multiple partial seasons after football season was over. Even with limited mat time, he was a 2-time Big Ten champion in 1987 and 1988, while placing 4th and 6th in the NCAA championship, earning All-American honors. He was part of 3 NCAA wrestling championship teams. He was a member of the Iowa High School Athletic Association Wrestling Hall of Fame in 2012 and the IHSAA Football Hall of Fame in 2023. He was inducted into the Charles City High School Hall of Fame in 2017, and his daughter Jessie played golf at Iowa. So the 1983-84 season under Gable, he did not letter, but he lettered in the 84-85 season, 85-86, 86-87, and 87-88. Under Coach Fry, he lettered in the 1983 season, 84, 85, and 86. And a quote he gave, "How could I go wrong? I had supportive parents and then the best of the best coaches. Gable, Del Miller, Fry, and Ferentz all changed me to excel and lead me through a very rewarding athletic career. I had the best of both worlds." And there's a link to that article about being inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483, 400-4483.
Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org.
Dave Gunther was a forward on the Iowa basketball team. He attended Lamar's High School near Lamar's, Iowa. He was selected as the first team center on the 1955 All-Iowa basketball team. At Iowa, he scored 1,188 career points and grabbed 690 rebounds from 1957 through 1959. He is one of 28 members of the 1,000 point and 500 rebound club in program history. When he finished his college career, he was the all-time leading scorer at Iowa. In 1958-59 season, he earned first-team All-Big Ten honors after averaging 21.9 points and 12.2 rebounds, and ranked in the top 20 nationally in scoring. In the 1957-58 season, he was named second-team All-Big Ten selection after averaging 19.8 points and 10.2 rebounds. He was a three-time team MVP and led the team in scoring and free throw percentage all 3 years, and in rebounding and field goal percentage twice. He had six career 30-point games, and his 18-point career scoring average ranked sixth all-time. He was selected in the 1959 NBA draft by the Philadelphia Warriors, but elected to join a tour in the U.S. Army. After returning to basketball, he enjoyed a three-year professional career and eventually reached the NBA with the San Francisco Warriors in 1962. He was the EPBL Rookie of the Year in 1961. He coached at Wayne State in Nebraska, North Dakota, Buena Vista, and Bemidji State. He was head coach at North Dakota for 18 seasons, leading the program to 332 career wins, 5 North Central Conference titles, 8 NCAA Division II tournaments, and 3 Elite Eights. He was inducted into the UND Athletics Letter Winners Hall of Fame in 1987. He was born July 22, 1937, and died recently on March 16, 2024, at the age of 86. So his first year under Bucky O'Connor, he did not letter in 1955-56, but did letter in 56-57, 57-58, and 58-59 under Sharm Sherman in that last year. You can visit his Wikipedia page. I've got a link to his NCAA stats and his pro stats, and then the article on Hawkeye Sports about his passing. If you have topics or games or opponents or players you'd like to learn about, please contact me. You can reach me through the website, HawkeyeRecap.com. You can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook. If you know other Hawkeye fans that might like hearing this podcast, if you could please let them know about it, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, and go Hawks!